Here on AfterBuzz TV World of Dance, it is Season 3, Episode 5, and the Duels 2. And you know what, guys? The juniors are more savage than the adults.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome on into AfterBuzz TV. We're talking World of Dance tonight. I am Kristen Burt. Now, we are down one host tonight because Teague, who will be back next week, she is off dancing with the Laker girls because she is a Laker girls. They had a game tonight, so we are wishing her well. We'll look forward to seeing her next week. But the rest of the panel is here. Yay. Hi, AJ.
Hey, guys. I'm AJ.
Princess.
Hi, guys, and Princess Carol. I'm so excited. This was a really good episode.
This was a great episode, and I love that J-Lo was literally like, the juniors are more savage than the adults. They threw down for some really big battles.
Yeah, they was real feisty. I was enjoying it. They came to battle.
Just one overall thought that I want to kind of throw out to you guys about this particular episode, and kind of last week, too. Are you noticing that the battles aren't a given? You're not like, the highest person from the qualifiers is going to win this. Are you noticing that, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's definitely a switch up. Like, I don't know what to expect now.
Yeah, I think it may have been Neo, but someone brought up, like, you kind of have something to prove, so you fight that much harder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the end of it today, they said you have to really fight for your life in every performance, even your battle performance. And I think that's so key. Yeah.
And it's been interesting because it's a totally different switch from what we saw in season one and two, where you were like, okay, well, we know who's going to win this. Yep, okay, yep. And that's how mm-hmm. it plays out. A little bit more suspense, and I think that people are realizing you really need to step up your game, and it's not over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really cool. I'm always a fan of the underdog, so yeah. this is really cool for me.
You can literally go either way. Like, you just never know what to expect.
I certainly appreciate that element that is kind of popping up this season. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the very first duel, and that, of course, was V-Peeps versus Battle Droid Crew. Now, this was truly an international battle because mm-hmm. the V-Peeps are from the Philippines, and Battle Droid Crew is from Belgium. One thing I want to note, and I'm going to start calling this out throughout this particular episode, is that they were just saying, like, this guy or this girl is just the choreographer. I'm going to give you the names. So if it popped up in the segment, I'm going to tell you who it is. Not sure why they're not labeling who they are. Because on So You Think You Can Dance, we know who the choreographers are. We know their names and faces. They deserve a shout out as well.
That's true.
So we did see the choreographer for Battle Droid Crew, and that is Samuel Revel. He's known as Sambo, so you guys can find him on Instagram. Let's talk about this battle between the two.
Okay, so first off, it was a really good battle. You know, with the battle droids, I really liked it. It was a very intense dance battle. You know, they came with the heat. They came with the tricks, the stunts. Everything was creative. I do think that their score could have been a little bit higher than the VPs. But, you know, the VPs were good, so they were fun, energetic, you know, feisty. But I just think the battle droids should have had a higher score than them.
I like the B-Boys, too, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's funny because World of Dance always asks for tricks. And B-Boys always have a ton of tricks. They've got the flares in there. They always do some interesting lifts and things like that. But they were, the judges, I could feel them kind of rooting for the V-Peeps underneath it all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The V-Peeps, they were entertaining. I thought they were cleaner to me, but they didn't take as many risks. And I kind of would have wanted to see that. You know, I love the Battle Droids tricks. I thought it was really cool. But I mean, to me, all the V-Peeps would have needed was just to take a little bit more risks. And I think they did win, but I think it would have been that much greater of a win for me.
They were super clean, the V-Peeps. Let's definitely call that out because I think that is an element that they're really starting to focus in on mm-hmm. more this mm-hmm. season, which I've noticed. And the V-Peeps had a slight mistake. That girl on the front obviously lost balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I suppose it's best to, if you haven't mastered it yet or if you're not really confident, just it's best not to do it. But, I mean, otherwise, I thought their performance was clean. I just, you know, would have preferred to see a little bit more risks here and there, but that was great.
This was a pretty feisty battle, as you guys were saying. They got a little heated. Derek kind of stepped on stage and was like, guys, okay.
It was intense. They was intense. Very intense.
And that kind of theme kind of kept rolling throughout the entire episode. Mm-hmm. Let's talk scores. So V-Peeps, 92-92-94. And that goes from Neo, J-Lo, Derek. So their average was 92.7. And then the Battle Droid Crew was 90-90-91. So their average was 90.3. And for a while, I think we all thought they were going to wind up in the redemption round.
Yeah, that was such a high score, but everyone got high scores tonight, so it's really, it can go any way, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do one more battle that I want to talk about, because this one, I thought for sure it was going to go one way, because you sit there and you say, oh, well, look at Get Down District. They just squeaked on into the dual round, and then you had Intention, who had a very strong showing in the qualifiers. Didn't turn out the way you would think, right? I loved Intention's first appearance in the qualifiers. I thought that theirs was the... really a big standout. And this one, I think I was a little disappointed.
Yeah. So, you know, with Get Down District, I love their outfits, by the way. They were very energetic. Yeah, it was very acrobatic. You know, I thought they definitely could have found another way to get those jackets off the stage, because the girl, she did kind of just...
She ran over to the audience.
She had them over to the audience member. So, you know, that part, they could have figured that out a little bit
better. The audience member was like, what? What do we do with these?
So, you know, that was... But, you know, they pointed that out, because, honestly, I'm not going to lie, I did not notice that if they didn't replay
it.
Yeah, she noticed it. So, yeah, if they didn't say it, I would have missed it. You know, however, with Intention... You know, their kicks and turns were amazing. But, you know, I do agree with J-Lo. I feel like the song choice didn't quite match the routine. Mm-hmm. So that probably could have been a reason why they didn't quite. Because, you know, the scores were really close.
Maybe it just felt slightly underwhelming compared to what they did with Piano Man, which I thought was so out of left field and really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the song choice is really what killed it for me. I thought they did an amazing job. I really wanted to see more from them, even more than the Get Down District. I thought they did an amazing job too, but I was hoping that Intention would go a lot further, and it sucks that it ended up with a song choice, you know?
And they come out of Oklahoma. Kim Massey Dance, I'll just let you guys know, huge on the competition circuit, one of the strongest dance companies, dance studios in their region. So I could see them sort of forming a different group, coming back another season. Mm-hmm. I think that they've got more to show us. Get Down District, local here to Los Angeles. They're out of Rosemead. So maybe we'll see them... some point soon. You never know. All these groups start popping up everywhere. So as you were saying, yeah, these scores were really, really close. So let's talk about Intention. 87, 88, 86. So that their average was 87. And then you take a look at what happened with Get Down District, and their scores 89. So it was 2 points higher with Neo. 88, J-Lo stayed neutral with both of these teams. You're both getting an 88. Yeah. And then Derek gave the edge to Get Down District, gave him an 87 over the 86, and that gave the 1 point lead to Get Down District. And that was one of the big surprises of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of, like I said, I wanted to see more from them. There were a couple of disappointments, but it was such a good battle. All of the duels this episode, everyone just... It was really hard.
And, you know, even though I feel like Get Down District was better. They scored. I think they should have had a higher score.
Right?
I would agree. You know, I think Intention, it was really that song choice. The song just didn't match the dance routine to me. It was kind of...
I also appreciate that a whacking group got through, because, again, we want a little bit more diversity on the styles, and this is a great opportunity to showcase this. I love whacking. I find it interesting and fun and a little bit quirky. Mm-hmm. So I love when a group sort of steps that up with the choreography and showcases it in a really good way.
That's a good point.
I know we have a lot going on in World of Dance, but we also have a lot going on here at AfterBuzz TV, don't we, Princess?
Yeah, we sure do. So, guys, we just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could really use you guys' help. So if you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to the three of us plus Teague, and we would really love to continue to receive your support. So continue to like, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Also, everyone, hop in the live chat, because Jassy Jones, she's in the live chat, and she's looking. She needs some. We need some more talking going on. So everybody, hop in the live chat. Don't leave her hanging. We see you, Jassy. Thank you so much. We are looking at it. We're looking, guys.
That was a good shout out. I'm sure she appreciates that. Yeah. We move into the third battle of the night. This was MCAM versus Electro Crew, and Another interesting one, because MCAM is a high school team. They've been very successful out there on the competition circuit. They're local to Los Angeles. They're from Alhambra. Their director is Activate, so go search him out on Instagram, of course. And then the Electro Crew is out of Arizona. This was another one. Super close, unexpected, and I think both of them really stepped up. And remember, MCAM had the broken foot. Mm-hmm. That throws a team off. That throws your routine off as well. How do you come back? You got to do it.
Yeah, both of these teams were so good. When they were competing, I'm just like, oh, it's going to be so close, it turned out to be so close. So, you know, with MCAM, their transitions were great. The flips, the tumbles, the tricks, they had great use of the stage. They were energetic. I definitely love their routine. Electro Crew, I love their energy as well. Their facials were definitely on point with the routine. And again, they had great use of their props. So it was very close.
Did you notice? Did everyone notice it was a very subtle shout out to Thriller and Michael Jackson, yeah, which is interesting. And I'm going to say this because, you know, AJ, were talking about this just ahead of the show. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy around Michael Jackson right now. And I think the dance community, now this was filmed last fall before the HBO documentary came out. But I think it's going to be very interesting how the dance community honors what Michael Jackson did in dance and music, because there were large contributions. Obviously, mm-hmm. there is a darker side that is being unearthed, but there's ways to do it, and this was a wonderful way to do it. Mm-hmm. That was subtle, but fun and recognizable, that you're like, there's the zombie, there's a little bit of the MJ in there, the classic MJ that I think people fell in love with back in the day.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think for me, I could feel that they really wanted it. They were hungry for it, and I think that's what put them over the top. As far as the performance, I was a big MCAM fan, but I think just, and we'll talk about it later with another performance too, but I think just fighting for it and the theatrics, I think that's what really put it over the top for me.
You have, though, the Electrobots like shirt.
I am Team Electro Crew, and I didn't know.
I know. I was like, I don't know. You just gave a subtle nod to Electro Crew. But MCAM has some really strong formations that I thought really worked well. And sometimes I don't feel like crews use that stage in the round very well, and they really utilize that. So I want to give them a shout out to that. So let's talk about how close these scores were.
They were close.
Yeah. 92, 88, and 92. This was MCAM. Their average was 90.7. Here's how it played out. Then you look at Electro Crew, and you've got Neo giving him a 93. So it was a 1-point difference between what he gave him at MCAM. 90, so 2-point difference with J-Lo. And then Derek went down with Electro Crew and gave them a 90, where he had given MCAM a 92. But that average came out to 91, which moved them into the cut.
Yeah, you know, it was up for grabs for both of these teams. I like both of them, so
I do,
I'm
too.
Kinda like,
I think they brought different things to the table.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been upset had either of them gone through.
Yeah.
And then I appreciate that MCAM made it all the way to redemption round. So
true.
Prove that they deserve to be there. And this is another interesting one, because we move on to the next battle, which was Dancetown Divas versus JDC. Now, for people that have been watching season one and two, these are two choreographers that have been on prior seasons. Manny Castro has his Dancetown studio out in Miami. He has had a contestant or an act in every season so far. He knows this game. He knows how to move forward acts and what is needed and what the judges want. And then you have JDC, and that is Tanya Kuzia out of NorCal Arts. And if you guys watched season one, she had Posse in the junior division. So this was another really interesting one that I had my eye on, because you've got two choreographers that know how to get their dancers on the show, and then they know how to compete. This was a really close one. How did you guys feel?
So first off, you know, Dancetown Divas, it was very different, precise. Again, their performance was very Mortal Kombat, like the video game. So that's the kind of vibes I got from them, with the costumes, the energy. I love the music choice with Gangsta's Paradise.
Was
different.
It was fun.
I liked the music. They had like a little twist on it. So that was really good. You know, and it was totally different from the Latin routines that they normally do. So I do appreciate that. It was Derek said, stepped outside their box. And, you know, stepped outside their comfort zone. So I like how they incorporated the outfits into the routine too, because they had like the big little cape. Yeah, so
Star Wars esque.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I like how they did that. So with JDC, they also had props as well. They had the mirrors. So, you know, I feel like their lifts could have been a little bit cleaner, because as I was watching and they was lifting them up, they was kind of stumbling and moving over to the right. It just needs to be a little bit cleaner if you're going to tumble her and throw her in the air. It was a little wobbly. So, but other than that, it was very emotional and an inspirational piece. And I felt the emotion in their faces, the music, the routine, the outfits, all were good. So I loved everything about both of those performances.
Yeah, I loved Dancetown Divas, and when going into it, I thought, oh, well, they've kind of got this in the bag. It was, to me, it was perfect, down to the costume choices, it just made me think of Darth Vader. I loved it. But with JDC, I think you could tell that, I think J-Lo said the intention was there. You could tell the emotion was there. They were connected to it. And for me, that's what really took it over the top. I felt something. I was truly entertained by Dancetown, and I loved it. But at the end of it, I found myself tearing up for JDC. I found myself touched. And I think it's so interesting when you have that added element that can really put something that may technically not be as great, but that added element can just take it, you know, to the top. So both of them did an amazing job, but JDC just had my heart.
So, yeah. And I want to give a shout out to both Manny and Tanya, because Manny is really great at very large group numbers. He knows how to make, he can throw 15 dancers on the stage, but he's really started to clean up and find those little tiny details. And I think that's what we really saw tonight with Dancetown Divas. And they had these extra little moments, like you thought the song was over, and then they're like, nope, one more pose.
Yeah.
I just thought that little extra is good. And then Tanya, she has really well technically trained dancers, but oftentimes that doesn't translate into the emotions. So I love that they were very in touch with the movement, that it just wasn't pretty movement. Yeah. It actually had something behind it. So
depth to it.
Yeah, yes. Depth is fantastic. And that's what makes this a great battle.
Yeah, I totally agree there. I felt that JDC, I really felt their performance. It was, I felt like I connected to them, so I like it. And it's, I think it was like J-Lo said, it was very good for like young girls to watch it with the use of the mirror and just saying, you know, love yourself, be yourself. Like, you know, just.
We need it as adults too, let's be honest.
Yes. So I felt their performance. So them coming on top, you know, I like both, but I wouldn't disagree. Like, I agree with the scores.
Let's take a look at how the judges played this out. So Dancetown Divas, 96, 95, 94. Their average was 95. And then you look at what happened with JDC, 98. And that was the big difference, I think, in the scores. You know, Neo gave them 2 more points than Dancetown Divas. 95, there's J-Lo again. I love you both. I just can't decide. So I'm going to let the men do it.
She's such a mom.
She is such a mom. And then, of course, Derek gave a 95 versus a 94 to the Dancetown Divas. So that those extra points there, their average was 96. But the good news, Dancetown Divas makes it into redemption round. Mm-hmm. So all good things. Nothing to get upset about. Then we go to the fifth battle of the night. And this one, I have to say, I already knew how this was going to play out because, again, I was at the cut taping. The Crazy Eights were performing that day. But also, if you've been paying attention, the Crazy Eights are everywhere. They've been on Access Hollywood. They've been on a lot of the local LA stations. Ellen had them on. NBC is like throwing them up. They are adorable. They are so sweet. They are incredible dancers. Everyone wants to see them.
Yeah, I agree. Like, they are just so cute. They are. So I think that really helps, too, with their performance.
It certainly does.
I hate to say it, but, I mean, it definitely helps when they're scoring. So,
that's,
you know.
That's true. You gotta take what you can get.
That moment where Sammy, I believe it is, you guys, if I'm wrong, but I believe this is Sammy Chung, who is one of the spokespeople for the group. She said, you know, Naya wants to say something to you, J-Lo. And I said, oh, I hope the scores are in, because I would have been like, 100 for the Crazy Eights, just because.
Yeah, that's so adorable. It's like.
Really is. It's a big moment, too, when, you know, you're in a situation and this is a big moment and you want to say something to J-Lo, and J-Lo's moved and everyone else is moved. There's Sammy crying. And, you know, this is what I love about this, because kids are often so bullied for being different.
True.
And obviously this group rallies around Naya and really.
They're very supportive.
They're very supportive. And I love that Sammy was moved by what was happening because they love her.
Yeah. They love her. We love her. J-Lo loves her. Everyone loves her.
It's like a sisterhood, which is really cool. You don't always get that. I used to play lacrosse and soccer, and you just get into that competitive nature, even if you're on the same team. But I love the fact that they are all genuinely supportive of each other and supportive of someone who is different from the rest of them. So that's beautiful to me.
It is. And adults, again, another lesson we can learn, especially when you see it on social media and it's adults doing it to each other. Don't stop. Stop.
And Jassy in the live chat, she says that she likes the Crazy Ace as well. They were so cute and adorable.
The little nuggets.
Yeah, it was a sweet moment.
Let's talk a little bit about their technique because and some of the judges pointed this out, but they were doing timed turns, which means, you know, they started fast, they would slow down, their precision, their strength, their technique. And that stage is not easy. And I don't know if we've talked about it that much here, but the stage is in the round, but it's an LED floor. So the LED is different squares all put together so that you can create one big screen. Mm-hmm. So for the contemporary dancers, they have to tape the bottom of their feet because otherwise you get, this is gross, but you'll get your skin caught in between the little tiny cracks. Mm-hmm. So that changes the feel of how you dance.
Yeah. No, that's true. But so the Crazy Eights, like you said, I love that performance. It was very precise, clean performance, and their technique was so on point. And they were very flexible. So I liked the Crazy Eights. How did you feel?
Yeah, I love them from the first time I saw them. I was like, my gosh, these kids are 10 times better than me, and they're like they're so small. But I also just love just their energy, and the energy of the juniors in general has just been so different compared to the previous episode. But I will say that I appreciated the other performance as well, and I want to give them some love.
Let's
too
do that.
That was really entertaining.
Yeah, and that's West Springfield Dance, and they're out of Virginia. Now, the theatricality of what they put out there on the stage, there is nobody else like them. And I don't think we've seen anyone like them in even season one or two. And I hope that they walked away feeling really proud of what they did there on the stage, because I think it was really unique. I thought it was fun. And I was thinking, if I was going to a dance performance and this came out, I have a feeling the entire audience would be screaming for them and cheering.
Yeah, it was really entertaining. And I wish that they would have gotten a little higher. Like, obviously, the Crazy Eights are the Crazy Eights. But I wish they would have gotten a little higher. I really enjoyed their performance. I thought, just from the costumes to the theatricality, I loved their performance. And I really wish that we could have seen more from them and saw their faces. But yeah, I wanted to just give them props too, because I think they did an amazing job.
So, guys, I don't want you guys to hate me.
We're not going
to
hate you. I want everyone is allowed to have a differing opinion because I'm tired of this country not being able to listen to other people's opinions. Amen. We welcome your differing opinion.
Okay, guys. So, West Springfield Dance, they were a great group. They had a very nice intro. The costumes were very creative, nice tricks. They had great transitions, but I do feel like that it could have been a little bit more dancing. I didn't see it was a lot of transition and tricks and stuff. So I don't know. So when the judge was talking, like, yeah, I can kind of. I needed a little bit more from them. Like, it wasn't a lot. Just watching them, because it was a big group. So like in the big group, maybe three or four people that was actually like doing stuff, but everybody was like in the background just like doing moves. But the actual dancing part, I didn't see a lot of dancing. And I know this is my opinion. And, you know, when the judges were talking, I kind of felt like their score was going to be lower by what they were saying.
Oh, they did make it very
so
obvious.
So it made it very obvious, which I'm like, yeah, I can kind of see why. Because when they were talking, they was like, well, guys, if you make it to the next round, or if you go home, don't give up. Or if it was a lot of like.
A lot of ifs.
Yeah, ifs. So I'm like, oh, they got a lower score. So, you know, I agree with the scores. The Crazy Eight should have definitely came on top. West Springfield, definitely a great dance group. Just a little bit more, though. I just feel like I need a little bit more.
I think you could see the technical level difference between the two. And I think that, you know, in some ways, they obviously picked a strategy and they were very honest about it. They're like, we picked the lowest scoring ones because we wanted to make it to the next round.
The only honest ones.
And it's true.
Yeah.
And that is a strategy in and of itself. And then other times, people really want a more even battle. And that's a strategy. And there's no right nor wrong on all of that. So I think when you have the highest scoring group and the lowest scoring group, you're definitely going to see mm-hmm. the technical differences. You're going to see the differences probably also in the choreography mm-hmm. because of that. And I don't know who the West Springfield dance choreographer was. Crazy Eights is Amy Barakoff, who is an incredible mm-hmm. teacher and choreographer and doing really well with all of her students. So that when you pick that strategy, I think that's where you see the differences too.
Yeah.
Out of fairness.
Yeah, I do wish that the judges would have done a better job of delivering their notes at the end. I don't think they should have made it so clear that they weren't the favorite.
Yeah.
I think they could have handled that a little differently. But I agree too.
It's hard when you're little and cute too. It's really hard.
You're trying to make it. Well, yeah. They're not 7, but they look 7.
I know when they picked up Naya, I go, she's 10. She's 10. She's not 5. She's not 3. She's tiny. She's a petite dancer, but she's 10.
Yeah. Maybe they could have went against another group or something. Like West Springfield. I just felt like the Crazy Eights, like we talked about last night, it was like totally too
different. Would you have put this out of tonight? Ooh. Who would you have put the West Coast, West Springfield dance against? Let's take a look.
Yes, let's look.
How about Electro Crew might have been interesting, both theatrical.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
That would have been an interesting, even though they were very close to MCAM.
Yeah, I would have put them against somebody that did a little more, like MCAM, Electric Crew, or Battle Joy.
Battle Joy Crew would have been interesting. Battle Joy Crew versus West Springfield Dance.
Yeah, something. Because, yeah, it was just totally, like, contrast, like.
Would have put the Crazy Eights against?
I want to see them against the Dancetown Divas.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that would have been a nice.
Yeah,
that would have been interesting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, here's what happens. You know, we go to the cut next, and listen, that's a wipeout because, you know, only a few acts make it through to division finals, and so you watch a majority of the groups go home, so we'll see how that all mm-hmm. plays out in the next round.
Mm-hmm.
That one's always a bloodbath because you're like, lots of people are going home, and they know it.
Yes.
I'm excited for it. I'm also, like, I know we're talking about the juniors, but I really want to see the Kings and what they come up with. The Crazy Eights and the Kings have been my favorite thus far, so I'm excited to get into the uppers.
We've got 2 weeks to wait for
it's
that because
so
it's juniors next week. Okay, let's talk redemption round, and I have a little update for everyone. I did email NBC Publicity, and I will tell you what I asked them just so we have clarity on what was asked. I asked, did every act that was in the division, did they get the music? Or was it just given to the two acts that wound up in the redemption round? And how long did they have with the music? Did they have a day? Did they have an hour? Because obviously, especially if you have a group, you need to get that together. They did not respond.
What did they say? Tell us! She does
nothing.
Not a cliffhanger, guys!
But this is what it usually means. They're not going to reveal that information to me. So I may have to go digging around a little bit more and ask off record. So I will keep digging around to see if someone will be willing to share that with me because the publicists are clearly not going to give it to me. Because normally they would respond right away and just say, hey, you know what? Everyone got it and they had a day with it or they had 3 days with it or they had 1 hour with it. So they're not being very transparent about it. As of right now, that could change. Yeah. They could watch this and shoot me back an email and be like, hey.
Actually, we haven't asked for your question.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes that happens too because you guys would be surprised who watches this. Sometimes people slide into my DMs and they are contestants on World of Dance and they say, I watched the show last night. And I'm like, okay. Or parents of. It happens all the time, guys. All right. So let's talk the redemption round. I thought this was a really great redemption round, Dancetown Divas versus MCAM. This one was fun to me to watch.
Mm-hmm.
This one was fun. I loved it. I love how they add the salsa element into the routine. Dancetown Divas, I'm talking about. So I like that. MCAM, very energetic, of course. They're always energetic, fun, a little sassy, and I perform like a good type of sassy, though. But, you know, I do disagree with the judges.
Okay.
I feel like MCAM should have stayed. So I don't think they should have
went home. What was it? I want to know what it was that you thought put MCAM over the top.
I just feel like their routine was better. Dancetown Divas, it was all right. I just need a little bit more. Like, they had that salsa feel to them. And it's, like, kind of repetitive to me. MCAM, I'm looking at them, was more energetic. They doing way more stuff. Their dance look a little bit more, their routine is looks more difficult to me. So I don't know. I just like MCAM better.
How about you, Princess?
This was really challenging for me. At the end of it, it probably shouldn't be based on this, but I did agree with Dancetown only because I think their duels performance was so strong. And I think given that strong of a performance, it would have been a travesty if they had gone home. But I probably shouldn't think about that and just, you know, judge it based on the merits of this performance at the end. But it was really tough for me. I think it ultimately came down to who you wanted to see more out of. I really wanted MCAM to stay, but I also think it would have been terrible for Dancetown to go home. They had such a high score.
I thought that Dancetown, this is the cleanest I feel like Manny's groups have been. And when he's done large groups, I'm not going to talk about the duos that he's brought on, but I felt like they looked really on last night. During that performance, MCAM, I felt, was a little slightly off, and I think it's because they lost one member. It shakes you up a little bit. So they looked
a
little...
He broke his foot, right?
He did.
He broke his foot, yeah.
So, excuse me. So it's just one of those things where not easy, shakes you up as a group. They pulled it together. They did an incredible duels performance. They also did an incredible redemption round. But I feel like just because of that, Dancetown had the slight edge. And I, to me, it was a minuscule edge, but it really did put them over the top.
That's fair.
Yeah. So that's how it all played out. One other topic I kind of want to bring up from last week. We talked a little bit about what we wanted to tell producers. And I got a lot of feedback when I had said that I think that I want to see the full dance and, you know, give me reactions after of how the judges reacted. I didn't know how people were going to react. Well, one person told me they liked the one person. Out of all, everyone else was like, I'm with you. It drives me nuts that I don't see the full dance. One of you tweeted that you prefer that the judges are shown in the middle of the dance. But I thought there has to be a happy medium between this. And I saw someone's tweet, and I'm sorry if I don't know who it is because it wasn't directed at me, but I thought it was a great suggestion. And if you're watching football these days, they oftentimes put the commercials in the box and do the dual screen so you'll see the dance in the large box.
That's really good smart. Idea.
And then the judges' reactions.
That's really smart.
It works out great. I'm happy.
So simple, but,
the one person that wants to see the judges' reaction, super happy. Because I'm sure there's more people out there that just didn't reach out to me. But
I agree. That's actually a good idea. They should do that because, you know, it is kind of, I'm into the dance and then they just cut it off into a I'm like,
Sometimes think we're missing a trick or something.
You know, some, because every time they cut it off to the judge, like, or like a reaction to that. So I'm like, what was it? Because we missed it.
I have a production background and I understand you do want to see their reactions. You do want to cut to that, but that's such a simple, that's the perfect suggestion to me is to be able to see both. So it's so simple. Guys, just implement it.
Season four. Because I thought that would be a really great way to...
Definitely.
And then everyone's happy. And that's not one of the things where like, oh, well, you just listen to me and now the dance is, you know, shown. I think that that's really fair because there are some really fun moments where Derek is like up or, you know, Neo here, he's like, come on clean. What is come on clean, guys?
We missed it.
Come on clean. Come on, clean my house. Come on. I know he wants a clean dance, but I love that that's his like catchphrase of the season. And I'm also going to throw this out at everyone because we're finally seeing Scott Evans, the new host.
Yes.
Now, I love him. I love his energy. I love what he is bringing to the table, but we want to hear from you guys. So feel free to drop it in the comments below or if you're in the live chat, throw it out. What are you guys feeling from Scott?
You know, Scott, I feel like he definitely adds more to it. You know, because you kind of need somebody to moderate, to host the show. Mm-hmm. Like, what, you don't want the judges talking outside. Like, he needs to stand in the middle because it's a dance battle. You need somebody to, you know, host the dance. So I think he's definitely needed, and I like him there, so.
Yeah, I think he elevates the show. Now it feels like an actual competition show. Before, it just lacked that. And then to have him, introduce him, but we never see him, it was just really awkward. So
and that's because he was hired late in the game.
Right,
so.
To me it's just like, just introduce him later. Like, I don't know, I have so many thoughts, but I'm happy to finally see him. I think it now feels like a dance dance show. We have a real host to help us get through all of the different performances. So I'm excited. I'm really happy.
Yeah, he's a dance enthusiast, which I certainly appreciate. So
watch her in the live chat. She said, why isn't he behind the scenes? So I guess she wants some behind the scenes.
Good question. and maybe we will see that as the cut comes forward. I don't know. Because Jenna would start going backstage. But Jenna was more of a mentor than a host. He's more of a host than a mentor. So I'm wondering if they're really making clear lines and decisions on this. Like, Scott is our host. Jenna will be back later on the season, guys, to mentor. So we will see her again and see her behind the scenes, and other mentors are coming in as well. So
yeah, that's good, because they said we need more Scott, but I still miss Jenna. So they miss her.
They do. And she's coming. She is going to come. And I think she was one of the best mentors, because she really understands what it's like to work in the business. And I would say Derek and Jenna are probably the more contemporary, who have been working within the last decade as a dancer. J-Lo has been a superstar for a very long time now, as has Neo. So, okay, so I promised a little spoiler tonight. Now, I don't want to spoil it and say this is exactly when it's happening and how it's happening and who it's happening to. But there will be another new little element that is going to be added this season. So Redemption Round is new, and you know, the 85 score is new. We have a new host. There's also a wild card, you guys.
Oh,
that's exciting.
Tell us more.
Tell us more.
So, but it's going to play out this season. I think it's going to play out in a really unique way. And the way it all plays out, when we talk about the, you know, end of the season, I think this will be a really interesting discussion. Whether people love it, whether people hate it, I'm excited.
Me too. I live for wild cards.
Like, that's a little twist to it, so I like that.
Yeah. And it's definitely one of those things where I appreciate that, again, the producers have been constantly retooling just a little bit. No major shakeups or anything, but you have to evolve as a show. Otherwise, the audience just goes, bye, I'm out. Yeah. This is boring.
Add a little twist to it. Keep it hot.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think some things were certainly needed, and I think the Redemption Round was a really great way to say, we recognize that these are outstanding people who were really close to making it through. We're going to give them one last chance.
Yes, I love that. I'm hoping to see some of my... Well, actually, I'm not going to say who I want to see come back, but...
Some of your favorites.
Ooh.
We'll keep that...
Under wraps.
Under wraps.
Okay. Very interesting.
We'll just wait to see. I don't want to say it, and we'll just wait.
Okay.
Anything else you guys are looking forward to in the next couple weeks? Because we've got junior division, and then obviously you're looking forward to the Kings and upper team. But anything else that you're hoping to see?
Listen, I'm looking forward to everyone, because like, it just gets better each episode. The kid, they brought it this episode. Like, they was really intense. They took it serious. So I can't wait to see what everyone else brings. I can't wait to see what J-Lo wears, because she always looks so good.
And they're allowing them to change this year. Have you noticed that? They used to wear like 4 weeks of like the same outfit. They're changing week to week. It's good.
Okay. So that's good. So yeah, I'm just excited for the season.
How about you, Princess?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think the juniors knocked it out of the park, even in the qualifying rounds. So I'm excited to see what else they bring. Especially, we've been talking about the Crazy Eights. I love the Kings and even the Dancetown Divas. They're so talented, and they just bring such great performances and their energy too. The competitive nature of this episode alone, I'm just excited to see what they do next.
I know. Everyone knows to step it up, too. It's season three. Everyone knows that it's a tough game, and they're bringing it in terms of choreography, in terms of cleanliness and technique, and, you know, it makes me already think ahead. If season four is happening, they have not been picked up yet, but it makes me think, like, what will season four really look like?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and I have a question in the chat. Someone wants to know, Stacey wants to know if you're able to say, but are the judges going to be deciding who the wild cards are going to be, or?
From what I understand, it is a judge's wild card. So, I want to clarify, I don't know if it's like a majority rules on that, how that plays out, but.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned,
guys. That was just a little sneak peek.
Yes. And if I do get more clarification, I will bring that to the table in the coming weeks, of course. So, always so much fun. All right. Well, you guys, this was another great panel. I always appreciate your thoughts, and differing thoughts are good.
Yes,
this is good.
Guys.
And honestly, everyone should feel that way. And even in your comments below, you don't always have to agree with us. That is what makes our beautiful world.
And leave the comments. We like reading them. So you read the comments. We like to see what you guys are thinking. So, yeah, tell us what your thoughts are, too.
Yep, we'll respond back for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, where can everyone find you, AJ?
Well, guys, look for me on, look for me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl. We'll get my information. Look for me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl and check out my YouTube channel, AJ Talks.
Guys, you can find me on Instagram at Princess Carol TV. I'm also on after shows for The Voice, Project Runway All-Stars, and Turn Up Charlie.
Woo! All right. You guys, I'm at Kristen Burt on Twitter, the Kristen Burt on Instagram. Tomorrow on Dance Network, I will have an interview with Tassandra Chavez, who is the choreographer for Unity LA. Nice. Super excited about that. I saw them perform last week. And also on Tuesdays to The Point, I have executive producer of So You Think You Can Dance, Jeff Thacker, taking away all of the mysteries behind the show. We'll see you guys all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Okay, let's talk redemption round, and I have a little update for everyone. I did email NBC Publicity, and I will tell you what I asked them just so we have clarity on what was asked. I asked, did every act that was in the division, did they get the music, or was it just given to the two acts that wound up in the redemption round, and how long did they have with the music? Did they have a day? Did they have an hour? Because obviously, especially if you have a group, you need to get that together. They did not respond.
Oh, what did they say? Tell us.
She doesn't know the cliffhanger.
But this is what it usually means. They're not going to reveal that information to me. So I may have to go digging around a little bit more and ask off record. So I will keep digging around to see if someone will be willing to share that with me, because the publicists are clearly not going to give it to me. Because normally they would respond right away and just say, hey, you know what? Everyone got it and they had a day with it, or they had 3 days with it, or they had 1 hour with it. So they're not being very transparent about it. As of right now, that could change. Yeah. They could watch this and shoot me back an email and be like, hey.
Actually, we have an answer for your question.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes that happens too, because you guys would be surprised who watches this. Sometimes people slide into my DMs and they are contestants on World of Dance and they say, I watched the show last night. And I'm like, okay. Or parents of. It happens all the time, guys. All right. So let's talk the redemption round. I thought this was a really great redemption round, Dancetown Divas versus MCAM. This one was fun to me to watch.
This one was fun. I loved it. I love how they add the salsa element into the routine. Dancetown Divas, I'm talking about. So I like that. MCAM, very energetic, of course. They're always energetic, fun, a little sassy, and I'm performing like a good type of sassy, though. But, you know, I do disagree with the judges.
Okay.
I feel like MCAM should have stayed. So I don't think they should have
went home. What was it? I want to know what it was that you thought put MCAM over the top.
I just feel like their routine was better. Dancetown Divas, it was all right. I just need a little bit more. Like, they had that salsa feel to them. And it's like kind of repetitive to me. MCAM, I'm looking at them, was more energetic. They doing way more stuff. Their dance look a little bit more, their routine looks more difficult. To me. So I don't know. I just like MCAM better.
How about you, Princess?
This was really challenging for me. At the end of it, and it probably shouldn't be based on this, but I did agree with Dancetown only because I think their duels performance was so strong. And I think given that strong of a performance, it would have been a travesty if they had gone home. But I probably shouldn't think about that and just, you know, judge it based on the merits of this performance at the end. But it was really tough for me. I think it ultimately came down to who you wanted to see more out of. I really wanted MCAM to stay, but I also think it would have been terrible for Dance Town to go home. They had such a high score.
I thought that Dance Town, this is the cleanest I feel like Manny's groups have been. And when he's done large groups, I'm not going to talk about the duos that he's brought on, but I felt like they looked really on last night. During that performance, MCAM, I felt, was a little slightly off, and I think it's because they lost one member. It shakes you up a little bit. So they looked
he
a little...
He broke his foot, right?
He did.
He broke his foot, yeah.
So, excuse me. So it's just one of those things where not easy, shakes you up as a group. They pulled it together. They did an incredible duels performance. They also did an incredible redemption round. But I feel like just because of that, Dance Town had the slight edge. And to me, it was a minuscule edge, but it really did put them over the top.
That's fair.
Yeah. So that's how it all played out. One other topic I kind of want to bring up from last week. We talked a little bit about what we wanted to tell producers. And I got a lot of feedback when I had said that I think that I want to see the full dance and, you know, give me reactions after of how the judges reacted. I didn't know how people were going to react. Well, one person told me they liked the one person out of all. Everyone else was like, I'm with you. It drives me nuts that I don't see the full dance. One of you tweeted that you prefer that the judges are shown in the middle of the dance. But I thought there has to be a happy medium between this. And I saw someone's tweet, and I'm sorry if I don't know who it is because it wasn't directed at me, but I thought it was a great suggestion. And if you're watching football these days, they oftentimes put the commercials in the box and do the dual screen so you'll see the dance in the large box.
That's really smart. Idea.
And then the judges' reactions.
That's really smart.
And it works out great. I'm happy.
So simple,
the one person that wants to see the judges' reaction, super happy. Because I'm sure there's more people out there. They just didn't reach out to me. But
I agree. That's actually a good idea. They should do that because, you know, it is kind of, I'm into the dance and then they just cut it off into a I'm like,
I sometimes think we're missing a trick or something.
You know, because every time they cut it off to the judge, like, or like a reaction to them. So I'm like, what was it? Because we missed it. We missed it.
I have a production background and I understand you do want to see their reactions. You do want to cut to that. But that's such a simple, that's the perfect suggestion to me is to be able to see both. So it's so simple. Guys, just implement it.
Season four. Because I thought that would be a really great way to...
Definitely.
And then everyone's happy. And that's not one of the things where like, oh, well, you just listen to me and now the dance is, shown. I think that that's really fair because there are some really fun moments where Derek is like up or, Neo here, he's like, come on clean. What is come on clean,
right,
guys?
We missed it.
Come on clean. Come on, clean my house. Come on. I know he wants a clean dance, but I love that that's his like catchphrase of the season. And I'm also going to throw this out at everyone because we're finally seeing Scott Evans, the new host.
Oh, yes.
Now, I love him. I love his energy. I love what he is bringing to the table, but we want to hear from you guys. So feel free to drop it in the comments below or if you're in the live chat, throw it out. What are you guys feeling from Scott?
You know, Scott, I feel like he definitely adds more to it. Because you kind of need somebody to moderate, to host the show. Mm-hmm. Like, what you don't want the judge is talking outside. Like, he needs to stand in the middle because it's a dance battle. You need somebody to, host the dance. So I think he's definitely needed, and I like him there, so.
Yeah, I think he elevates the show. Now it feels like an actual competition show. Before, it just lacked that. And then to have him introduce him, but we never see him, it was just really awkward. So
and that's because he was hired late in the game,
right,
so.
To me, it's just like, just introduce him later. Like, I don't know, I have so many thoughts, but I'm happy to finally see him. I think it now feels like a dance show. We have a real host to help us get through all of the different performances, so I'm excited. I'm really happy.
Yeah, he's a dance enthusiast, which I certainly appreciate. So,
watch her in the live chat. She said, "Why isn't he behind the scenes?" So I guess she wants him behind the scenes.
Good question. and maybe we will see that as the cut comes forward. I don't know. Jenna would start going backstage, but Jenna was more of a mentor than a host. He's more of a host than a mentor. So I'm wondering if they're really making clear lines and decisions on this. Like, Scott is our host. Jenna will be back later on the season, guys, to mentor. So we will see her again and see her behind the scenes, and other mentors are coming in as well. So
yeah, that's good because they said we need more Scott, but I still miss Jenna. So they miss her.
They do. And she's coming. She's going to come. And I think she was one of the best mentors because she really understands what it's like to work in the business. And I would say Derek and Jenna are probably the more contemporary who have been working within the last decade as a dancer. J-Lo has been a superstar for a very long time now, as has Neo. So, okay, so I promised a little spoiler tonight. Now, I don't want to spoil it and say this is exactly when it's happening and how it's happening and who it's happening to. But there will be another new little element that is going to be added this season. So Redemption Round is new, and you know the 85 score is new. We have a new host. There's also a wild card, you guys.
Tell us more.
So it's going to play out this season. I think it's going to play out in a really unique way, and the way it all plays out. When we talk about the, you know, end of the season, I think this will be a really interesting discussion, whether people love it, whether people hate it. I'm excited.
Me too. I live for wild cards.
Like, it has a little twist to it, so I like that.
Yeah. And it's definitely one of those things where I appreciate that, again, the producers have been constantly retooling just a little bit. No major shakeups or anything, but you have to evolve as a show. Otherwise, the audience just goes, bye, I'm out. Yeah. This is boring.
Add a little twist to it. Keep it hot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think some things were certainly needed, and I think the Redemption Round was a really great way to say, we recognize that these are outstanding people who were really close to making it through. We're going to give them one last chance.
Yes, I love that. I'm hoping to see some of my... Well, actually, I'm not going to say who I want to see come back, but...
Some of your favorites.
Ooh.
We'll keep that... Under wraps.
Okay. Very interesting.
We'll just wait to see. I don't want to say it, and we'll just wait.
Okay. Anything else you guys are looking forward to in the next couple weeks? Because we've got junior division, and then obviously you're looking forward to the Kings and upper team. But anything else that you're hoping to see?
Listen, I'm looking forward to everyone because, like, it just gets better each episode. The kid, they brought it this episode. Like, they was really intense. They took it serious. So I can't wait to see what everyone else brings. I can't wait to see what J-Lo wears because she always looks so good.
And they're allowing them to change this year. Have you noticed that? They used to wear, like, 4 weeks of like the same outfit.
Mannequins.
They're changing week to week. It's good. Oh, good.
So that's good. So yeah, I'm just excited for the season.
How about you, Princess?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think the juniors knocked it out of the park, even in the qualifying rounds. So I'm excited to see what else they bring. Especially, we've been talking about the Crazy Eights. I love the Kings and even the Dancetown Divas. They're so talented, and they're just bringing such great performances and their energy too. The competitive nature of this episode alone, I'm just excited to see what they do next.
I know. Everyone knows to step it up to. It's season three. Everyone knows that it's a tough game, and they're bringing it when in terms of choreography, in terms of cleanliness and technique, and, you know, it makes me already think ahead. If season four is happening, they have not been picked up yet, but it makes me think, like, what will season four really look like?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and I have a question in the chat. Someone wants to know, Stacey wants to know if you're able to say, but are the judges going to be deciding who the wild cards are going to be, or?
From what I understand, it is a judge's wild card. So, I want to clarify, I don't know if it's like a majority rules on that, how that plays out, but.
Stay tuned, guys. That was just a little sneak peek.
Yes. And if I do get more clarification, I will bring that to the table in the coming weeks, of course. So, always so much fun. All right. Well, you guys, this was another great panel. I always appreciate your thoughts, and differing thoughts are good.
Yes,
this is good.
Guys.
And honestly, everyone should feel that way. And even in your comments below, you don't always have to agree with us. That is what makes our beautiful world.
And leave the comments. We like reading them. So you read the comments. We like to see what you guys are thinking. So, yeah, tell us what your thoughts are, too.
Yep, we'll respond back for sure. All right, where can everyone find you, AJ?
Well, guys, look for me on look for me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl. I was about to give my information. Look for me on Instagram at Crimson Pearl and check out my YouTube channel, AJ Talks.
Guys, you can find me on Instagram at Princess Carol TV. I'm also on after shows for The Voice, Project Runway All-Stars, and Turn Up Charlie.
Woo! All right. You guys, I'm at Kristen Burt on Twitter, the Kristen Burt on Instagram. Tomorrow on Dance Network, I will have an interview with Tassandra Chavez, who is the choreographer for Unity LA.
Nice.
Super excited about that. I saw them perform last week. And also on Tuesdays, To The Point, I have executive producer of So You Think You Can Dance, Jeff Thacker, taking away all of the mystery behind the show. We'll see you guys all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.